Fälle. So we, I think we organized this meeting just to discuss yeah, the project that Alessandro and Jean-Marc proposed about capturing audio, video inside in the synchronous way. And so we will start with an introduction. I'm going to give you a few personal slides about reviewing current systems. And then, even if we don't have many things to talk about, just to start discussing about clearly the project, and also dealing with our kind of timing constraints. And the USB card doesn't work. And you didn't put on the.
No, no, they are.
Maybe you can access through the network if it's on your edge or it's on your DE machine. So maybe we'll be able to.
Keep talking.
So, yeah, we had like five slides presenting different systems, and maybe we can do that on the whiteboard. It's a bit stupid, but you know, I think you remember well the different parts, and I'm sure
okay.
You can do that at the whiteboard.
I will do something like that.
Yeah, it would be great to use the whiteboard.
Okay, so I would like just to review the different projects regarding acquisition system. So basically there are five systems. The first one is called SMAC Deco, which is developed by Google and CERN. The second one is your system, I would like to say the chip. Meeting room system. The third one, yeah, maybe I can share that.
So the first one is a SMAC.
The SMAC, yeah. Should I write?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Just a review of current.
Yeah, yeah, sure. The first one is, I will call that A. SMAC, which is developed by Fribourg and CERN. The second one, B, which is, Alessandro, I would like to say a chip meeting room, or I don't know.
Well, chip meeting room is the, you know,
okay. For the moment,
Alessandro, conference room.
Alessandro. For the moment, it's just to understand each other, so we know.
I thought it was called PASS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PASS.
PASS.
Okay, PAS. The third one
that
is.
Sounds like Alessandro Pa.
Okay. The third one is called this is the smart meeting room developed at Fribourg, which is called.
Diva. Because the smart, yeah, smart minute is all the process of capturing the minutes automatically, but it's Diva.
Diva. D I V A, something like that. The third one is called, the third one is a project that I have to improve the current smart meeting room at Julia. For that, we will use
Tape 3.
Yeah, Tape 3. Okay, let's call that. And the last one, I would like just to mention, just to for the meeting, and this is the final one. I don't know if you saw my presentation during the time. You did you? Okay. So I will start just with the SMAC. So maybe draw a line. So the SMAC. The SMAC project. The SMAC project is a project which aims to do the acquisition of audio, video, and slide for presentation. Yeah, this project is with Frigo and Cell, but I'm just going to make a very short profile. In fact, they use a card, a video card, which is called IBC. Yeah, I just write IBC. In fact, this is a video card with four inputs. On these four inputs, you can have only video, but they want to make also the slide acquisition. So on one input, they put a conversion box, a converter, which converts from slide to video. So that means that we decrease the quality. We have a high quality on the slide, and we go to low quality, to lower quality on the video. So this one is just for the SMAC. Now I will just move.
And the three others are the video.
Yeah, this one are just for video and audio. You can use them. And this board does the DVX compression on the file. This is the box that we have on the table.
Mm-hmm.
The card that we have on the table.
And I'd like to add that this I think it's quite ambitious project. Because it's with the CERN, and they already worked on a European project called Indico, where they have released, deliver a full kind of conference software, and to manage all the conference aspects we have in a conference automatically. And I know that at Frigo they installed already in a big amphitheater for students. And I guess it's currently working. And it just in parentheses, we didn't choose that solution because they had no the slides were not captured very in a very precise way. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Otherwise, it's fully automatic. Have you discussed with them? Did you discuss that? Is it fully automatic? You don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I suppose they can capture things, right?
But I don't see why you couldn't capture the videos.
But it all synchronized, and is it doing all what we want, but without the slide precision?
But there's one important point, the technical aspect, so the way you acquire things should be driven by the kind of processing you want to have. So in our case, we need to have a good processing of slides, that in our case it means to transcribe with an OCR and then make indexing. We need to have a high resolution image. I guess that's what you mean by precision.
Yeah.
Right? So in a sense, that's the point. For us, we need to have this sufficient resolution images of slides to do what we want to do. So that's why I guess we don't.
And we are sure that in that context of SMAC project with Fribourg working on document analysis, there were not enough precision and enough resolution in the slides.
As far as I know, so far, they did similar works on meetings, document-centric meetings. They always worked on manual transcriptions of documents.
Yeah.
So they never really took into account the possibility of actually performing processing on the document they talk about during the meeting, or during, in this case, the
talk,
the conference, the presentation, as far as I know, as far as they published, and I know the results they published so far. So essentially, they never took into account, I mean, the work at the eye level, which means basically we have the information coming from here and there, and we create the techniques that allow to start from the text there, and the things that are said, and we find contacts, and they make some kind of processing.
Mm-hmm.
But as they don't work on the low level, so low level means basically, okay, I take the speech and I extract the transcription. I take the image of the document and I take the transcription. They basically don't really care of that aspect,
okay.
As far as I understand.
Well, as far as I know. As far as I know, I mean, they do, of course, they can do slight detection, translation detection, so of course. But I understood is also they try to recover the layout somehow. I mean, given the slides, but they are, in no case they are extracting the text from the slides. So this in all the cases that I've seen, in all the cases I've seen, I mean, they assume that at least they have like a PDF version of the document or whatsoever, and basically they try to match what is displayed to the document. So first they need to extract information from the document, which is not. Doesn't seem to be so trivial, at least for because they're also working with maybe more complex documents with images and text and so on. Maybe with slides it's easier to extract the information. I assume it's easier indeed. But they assume basically that they have this document, which is something somehow we would like to relax because people are like in an amphitheater, you may not want each time to ask a person, maybe the person has a PowerPoint. Not the PDF version, or maybe he's using Excel to do the illustration, or something like this, you want.
Instead, it makes it less automatic in the sense that at the point you need someone giving the file and putting the file uploading somewhere, etc. And it is a different kind of process. In some ways, it's always driven by what you're able to do. They work a lot on layout analysis and how they match the layout into XML files, etc. So it's a different way of approaching the problem, which means a different way of capturing different exigencies in capturing.
Yeah, different. But most of the points for us, I mean, would be valid. I mean, slide transition, you need to do a slide transition. To some extent, we would like to extract some elements of the layout to need to have a more higher analysis. But we would like to do this more automatically, and in particular for the text recognition to be able to do retrieval of slides or points, I mean, of parts of presentation. We would like not to have to rely on the first PDF version.
Okay, so the solution to that low quality is solved by the project, the past project. This is just to solve that problem regarding the slide and the slide resolution. So we remove that part. And we call that the pass. And in that case, we use a frame grabber here and we go with the slide here. And of course, these two cards will be on the same machine, and we have to develop a solution here. The main critical part is here the synchronization between these two cards. With that, this is the card that we use in this marketing room, and this is the card.
You have both these cards, right? I mean,
this one, the video card. And this one, this is the card that we have already at the end for the...
Yeah, but I mean, this one is the IDC.
It's the same.
Okay. So, what I want to say is on this card, there are four inputs, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I was thinking to some extent nothing would prevent us from also acquiring the slide, but really the slide stream from this card would be, right?
Yeah, so we can have both. We can have the slide from the slide capture, and we can just use a video signal
to capture the slide.
To capture that also.
Okay.
To have two, do you want to have two quality, high quality and low?
Well, I mean, just because we cannot do with a high quality capture device is to have a stream. The full stream.
Yeah, we can just take some snapshots.
So we can take snapshots. So basically, it might be interesting to have still the slide stream, so that, for instance, if we detect there is any video that is displayed or so on, to some extent, we could just cut these videos to keep it and to be able to replay it later on and so on.
Yeah.
And maybe indeed, if, for instance, the slide stream on the right is automatically synchronized with the other parts of the video, it may be easier to synchronize directly by some matching process the slides, the high quality images we have here, with
this
directly.
So there you want, yeah.
So you would
you can something like
link.
Like something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at least this is not at the electronic level, but you would say as the content from the content level, doing an alignment from the slide stream and from the snapshots we would have on the other side, is something that might be possible.
Yeah.
Of course, if we have some, you know, some constraints given by the electronic, I mean, because it's better, because of course, for us the process is going to be easier, and it might be just a few seconds that we have to align on the other parts. But I think I could imagine that this could be a reasonable process to do, especially because this would solve some of the issues regarding, I mean, like the possibility of displaying videos after.
Yeah.
From what we recall.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so just talking about the first project, maybe I would like just now to talk about the DevOps project. So, did you read something regarding the DevOps project?
Well, this is more or less what we just discussed, right? If I understand.
Yeah, we just remember that here we still have only one machine to do the slide, video, and audio acquisition. In the DevOps, it was something different. In fact, we have a master machine. We have a master machine here, and we have some slaves machine here. Some connection and here we have some inputs. We have audio usually and the same for this one. And basically on the slave machine we have two cards, one for audio and one for video. So they develop something to synchronize these two cards together, and this is something which is it's more a product which is called Direct Show, which allows you to synchronize these two cards together. But of course, you want these two streams to be synchronized, but you want also these two streams to be synchronized. So they have a synchronization between two slaves, which is done by the master. Here we just use the Ethernet network to synchronize these two devices. Just find Internet, something like that. And they do only audio and video, they don't do any slide. Slide acquisition, yeah. Okay. So it was for the diva. I would like just to talk now regarding the fire-free smart meeting room at India. Do you have any questions?
Tape-free
smart meeting room. So for that,
okay. So like the DevOps project is a tape-free smart
meeting room. It's a tape-free, but also video. The acquisition is done in raw video, so the file is huge, and they really need they have a long post-processing to convert raw files to DVDs or to other files.
But this can be done automatically, right?
Yeah, but it takes time. It's just mentioning that.
That's what the use more or less in ETL also. We didn't have
different card.
Okay, so maybe first I will just describe the smart meeting room that we have at Lydia. In fact, we have also a master-slave architecture. We have the master PC, which takes care of the audio. And we have the slave PC, which takes care about the whiteboard and the slides. Now, if we look at the video, in fact, maybe first I should mention that between the master and the slave, we have synchronization signal, which is called MIDI time code. I just write MIDI. And for the video, we have the video input here. We reuse the MIDI signal to insert the time code on each frame, and we save that to DV recorder. We know the problem of that after each meeting, somebody has to take care of the DV tapes and to convert them into DVs. So my idea is to do something like that, is to develop a video slave machine, a video slave machine, which use the MIDI, which use also the MIDI time code. We have the video here, we just have the time code inserter. So we take that signal here and we move to this machine here, which is in fact just the IBC video card. It's just an acquisition card. And we convert file directly to DVDs. And so we will have here video. And also because we want to control that machine, we use also the MIDI time code. The MIDI time code to start and to stop the machine. This is just something like that. This is just to remove the DV recordings. But this is just an improvement on the smart team. Okay. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, so currently, because there is a time code and a video time code, you don't care about frame dropping, because anyway, in each frame the video signal is encoded the time, right?
Yeah, we don't have to care about the synchronization in that case, because the time code is inserted here, and we take after the time code insertion, we take the video signal and we pass through the machine. So this is a simple solution that where we don't have to care about the synchronization.
Because the synchronization problem comes from the grabbing from the DV tape.
Yeah. The synchronization is
in DVX, so it's afterwards.
Well, but you don't, at this point you don't really care because, in the signal you can extract the time. The timestamp is in the signal. So if you drop some frame, which happens sometimes when you do compression and acquisition, you will automatically find this in the signal, right? It's encoded in the image. So you can do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if there is some frame dropping, you have to rely on the number of frames you are counting, or less, I suppose.
It's impossible.
So you have some problems. Okay.
Okay. So the last one is the final one in the position.
Which was more or less so okay. Okay. Okay.
much fun building the pyramid was it was not synchronized. So the time code was wrong for the different videos. They had at the beginning of the video, if you saw the time code, it was 6 hours, 50 minutes, and there 4 hours, 32 minutes. So it was a problem with that.
Well, I think if it was not a problem, a frame dropping, the alignment would have been quite easy to do.
Well, that's and what they did manually afterwards. But they didn't have too much frame drops, in fact.
No, they did?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because it was not such a difficult process.
Well, it's manual to synchronize it.
Yeah, but if it's only to find one offset,
that's what they did.
Some examples. But I had the feeling that there was also some frame drop.
No, because we did the software here and it doesn't
matter.
Okay. In fact, the major problem regarding acquisition system is always the synchronization, and for that FireWire is good. I mean, FireWire was a project, now the project is standby. We don't move to that project, but I'm just going to talk about this one. So with acquisition systems, the major problem is the synchronization, and FireWire gives you some way to be synchronized. In fact, this is I just want to describe here the bus. This is the bus where you can send some package. Any device which wants to send a package.
Packet, sorry.
Should ask. There is a manager of that bus. This is just the bus. Any device which wants to send a packet has to require some bandwidth on the bus. And so after that, you will have that bandwidth, and you will always have that bandwidth. So, you will always have that bandwidth. And so we are sure that we will have a synchronized acquisition with FireWire. And so that means that
this is done at you have libraries, etc. All you are saying about asking about bandwidth, etc.
It's done by hardware.
Yeah.
It's done by hardware.
So we don't have to code all the communication.
And in fact, as I mentioned before, we have a bus manager, and the bus manager sends just a flag to say, now it's time to give me your data, and all devices which have required some bandwidth will send the data. So I'm just drawing something like that. This kind of signal that the bus manager is sending, and just after that signal, all device will send the data. So we will have the data from A, from B, and from C, and so on. And after the next one, we will have again the data from A, B, and C, and so on. So with FireWire, we are sure to have acquisition system. Now the major problem with FireWire is that FireWire is just a kind of intelligent, a smart pipe, a synchronized pipe. We can put what we want inside. So we can put raw data, or we can send DBX data, or we can send also what I was presenting in some presentation was H.264. But in that case, we need something, a hardware here, to encode raw data to a given format. Of course, the idea is to reduce the bandwidth on the bus. And all data are sent to the bus. Do you have any
question? Now, basically, we have all this kind of general view about all these systems. Maybe we can take this opportunity to come back to our system, because discussion and finally decided for one approach, and maybe take the opportunity to look just a moment at what point we are and when we plan basically to get something done working. I can add to the Christoph project is something that Jean-Marc and me found in the literature. There is FXPlan that is doing something very similar to what we do here. Basically, it's a capture through the projector signal of the slides, and they, for the moment, they just plan to use the slides as a way to index the presentations, but roughly is an idea that is very similar to our idea. So, well, essentially, now we have the material as far as I understood, and it's up to you to tell us roughly when do you think.
Okay.
Something.
Yeah. Okay. So we need, this will be done together, to try to divide the time. What do we do? We don't want today to put deadlines, you know. But what we have, what we can do, and how we will be able to do. I was thinking, for instance, in what we have, because I don't know a lot about using DLL, MFC, Microsoft software, but I'm very happy to go with that. And so what we have until now is the software that Darren did for the frame grabbing. And actually I can start playing and looking at this in detail. So Darren software about frame grabbing. MFC, MFC, and DLL, all the Windows program. So this is one step. Then the audio video card. So first we need to look at this, to look at the demos that are with the, what they call the SDK software development kit. Demos, testing the card with only one audio, for instance, and then only one video. And even testing with only the slides to capture all the, what you were saying, the video stream, slide stream.
In fact, the slide card, the slide card and the video card are both SDK. So
you mean the frame grabbing card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both are SDK.
They have SDK, a software development kit.
Yeah.
That is based on MFC libraries.
Yeah.
C++ libraries.
Yeah, this is for that. I don't remember about that. No.
Okay. So once we've tested individually the card, we can test to synchronize the audio and the video together? Or
audio and video should be synchronized.
Okay.
Because this is just an audio-video channel.
Okay.
So they are synchronized. So we can play with the video, we can play with the slide, and after that the major point is to combine both.
Okay. And now, yeah, as you said, the next one would be to use that card with the other card and to merge the slide signal with the synchronization signal coming from the frame grabbing card. It's not a synchronization signal, it's a slide with a...
We don't have synchronization.
We will.
We have to find a solution for that. Maybe we can use a T-Rexual, which is a technique to synchronize different devices.
And is it external to this card? It's external?
No,
or
this is just an application.
So it's external? It's not in this
No.
card?
this is not on the card, this is just an application that runs on the machine.
And we don't have to buy that? Well, at least the...
I think eventually you can download for free. I'm not sure. I should check.
Okay, and that will help us to synchronize the this fangirling card and this video card.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need to do some tests, reading, and yeah, okay. And then when we have, okay, where do we do that? We don't know yet with Frank if we install this card, maybe here.
I think the best thing to do is to have a machine just which is only dedicated to that, because if you use a machine which has been already used for something else, sometimes you have plenty of libraries and so we don't know exactly. Maybe it would be better to have just a dedicated machine just for that.
Careful, because the listen to Frank and apparently don't want to buy a new machine
just
before we show that this works.
Okay.
So we have to use material that is already available.
Okay.
Yeah, but maybe there are already some machines.
Well, my machine, his machine, or this machine.
Okay, so it is possible to use other machines.
Yeah, I mean just that, you know, if of course you don't want to have other libraries that may conflict with the one you're trying to use. Mm-hmm. At the same time, if you crash a machine, I mean, because you are doing some tests, you need to have what's on your machine.
Erased
or whatever. So maybe there is a machine, I don't know whether for this you need, you know, a very powerful machine and so on, but maybe there is a possibility to use a kind of machine.
Because
it's withdrawn from the network.
Because I think the video is done, the video compression is done on the on that card, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think the JPEG conversion of the slide capture is done also on the card, so we don't need.
Yeah, but still, I mean, even if it's done on the card, you need to basically you need to check is the bus.
But I mean, yeah, I was just thinking about the speed of the computer.
The CPU itself.
In terms of time, what we can think, what we can expect to see.
So can we expect a Christmas gift?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Maybe a first solution would be just to start with, because we need to start with something. We have the slide capture from Darren. We have, I will work on the video acquisition for the tape-free smart meeting room. So I will start with that to develop some knowledge regarding that board, that video board. And after that, we can combine them.
The way, of course, I don't know exactly what
I don't
understand from my answer. I think the real point is when.
Okay, I said at the beginning of the meeting that we were not...
I don't want to put a deadline. Given the current material we have, given your activities, because I know that you both are involved in many other things. So it's something that you, as Jean-Marc said, it's Christmas, and so there have been the Christmas gift, or it's something that you say is Christmas 2006. So I definitely just want to know something very rough. I mean, when you expect to finish this?
For instance, I mean, the test of looking at their entry goals point by point.
Yeah.
So looking at Darren's code, I mean, so you said you would look at this, right? Or
we would look both at this, okay. Because we are also both quite busy with other projects, of course.
HTTPS database. The problem, I mean, Do you think it's something for the very next month? Do you think it's something for the end of next year? Do you think?
Okay, this is between both.
This is not for end of next year. It's too long.
Yeah,
sure. So
it's too long. It's
so half next year.
So June, for myself,
June,
I would like to say
June
April, May. April, May, we should have results.
Results, what does it mean? The end of this? So it works?
No. I mean, the...
ready to be used?
Almost the complete application. Maybe some minor change.
For me, what is important is when it is ready to be used, when I can say start collecting data. I start using, I start playing with this. Basically, the process is ready, and we can start it in our demo. And also because there is a risk that we submitted a project, maybe it will be rejected, we don't know, but potentially we are going to have a student supposed to work in this. It will be not before April 2006, anyway. But,
in
some way we can have a student and they can wait 1 year before he has their tour.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is when reasonably, roughly,
I don't know,
it's not a deadline, but when do you expect to have the system ready to work?
Because I mean, the IVC system, my feeling is that, people have expertise in this, like in Fibonacci, I don't think it should take a lot of time, just to look at this, right? At least 1 month seems to be quite enough.
But we start with the IVC, we start with the data path, the slide, the frame grabber, and after that, the question is how to synchronize to make both cars working together.
This seems to be the main problem as well as I understand.
So let's see. For checking Darren's code, etc., we can expect until for 1 month or so. Then the IBC. People at Fribourg have.
IBC should go past.
Yeah, okay, so.
Because anyway, this is what you are working on, right? It's the IBC, but using the signals that are coming. Basically, it's using.
I'm not currently working on it. I will start to work on January at that point. So.
Okay, and then
but
the
I think
direct show.
Okay, so currently you are not working on this?
No, I'm not working.
Okay.
I scheduled to work on that.
So we can say we try to make something for April.
But I am
saying something. You're using very vague expression result.
Well,
I
want this to work in the
just,
for the
just
time.
Just tell me when it is ready. And if you think it's not before, but must be reasonable. If you think it will be not before December 2006, say December 2006. So don't try to tell me March or April. If you already know that it is unrealistic to say that, it must be realistic. If you say June 2006, we know it is June 2006.
But I would like to say that there is many unknown in that project.
I
would like to say we can make a schedule for that project to see if we track the timetable. If we don't, we ask for more people, maybe HEBS people, to be slightly involved in that project to respect the date.
There's no date to respect. It's just to know, and if you can have early warnings in the sense that if you see that there is a major problem somewhere. But it's just to know in the sense that really this thing has been stopped now for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It took a long time to decide what kind of material. Now we have it. It's something that is a pretty good idea. We see that other people are working, etc. We are going to lose it someday.
That's one of the issues.
Very honestly,
I don't know whether you realize this, but of course, if we have this in 2 years, maybe okay, it's good we have it, but of course, it's in terms of research, in terms of innovation. If you think about this, which is, what they said. We're speaking about innovation. This is probably
an
innovation. Yeah. And I don't, we see quite well why FixPal is working on this, right?
But in 2 years, you know, if we want to do, if we want to build a CTI or transfer technology and something like this, you know, maybe of course, okay, people will say yeah, but there is already something that people have started to put on the market and so on. So maybe not, it's too late to do it. So I think this is really, so this is one of the points. Respect to research, of course. It's, I think it's going to appear more.
In a sense, I never tried, for example, a venture to ask for one person dedicated to this, because I always had the feeling that you were very interested, you wanted to do it, it's something you, seems to be something that is interesting to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have not the time and the possibility, because you want to be involved in many other things, we can eventually try to ask to one person, to one person that will be dedicated strictly to this. We can try, we can ask, in the sense that if it is a priority for ABAP, so far we get very good signals from that point of view, I don't know. But please, if you think you don't have the time or the energy to do it, or it involves too many things that you cannot keep under control, you have things you have to do. Don't think that, okay, something nice, we can wait, sooner or later it will happen.
We cannot wait enough. We were here 1 year ago, I don't know, also when it was...
So I think it's
the
moment
was appearing,
for you to really realize, try to have a realistic date, and if you think there are too many things that you risk to lose control, tell it now, and you can try to say, well, we want to do it, but...
Personally, I want to be involved in that project.
Mm-hmm. But you can be involved in a different way. I mean, you can eventually have a supervision role in the sense that you think, I know how to do it, I like to do it, but I have no time, because at a certain point it's a matter of time. You can try to ask. Please just don't keep this as a kind of thing, I like to do it, I like it, it's nice, etc.
Because when you say here now, okay, no, I'm not going to start working on these people, generally for me this surprises me to some extent. I thought you would be working on this, so if you say...
At the same time I have some other project, I want to finish those project first.
But here you have to take a responsibility. You can say I like to do it, and but I will do it.
The point is that Olivia, you have, I mean, since 1 year, you have always been saying that you want to be involved in this and so on. So it seems that it has never been a priority. So that's the point. So if you have no time to put priority at some points, and this seems to have been the case during 1 year on this project, I mean, you need to say now.
But for example, I received some new project. I said that I have no time left. I said I have no time. For some project, you say that you don't have time, but people will continue to say, no, you will find time just to do that project.
Okay, somehow it's your responsibility to say, cannot find time. If you can't find time, you have to say now.
At least say this to us, and we see.
It's not an accusation.
Again, I mean, this is the question. So now you are saying you have no time. So now you say it to us. So now we understand. And maybe after, if we discuss with Frank, Frank Fitin, or Frank Formas, then we say, okay, and go and try to see. Okay, apparently he has no time to work on this. So we think it's important and we'd like to do something. So what kind of solution, as Alessandro mentioned, do we need to take somebody? Do we need to take some intern to work on this? And so on and so on. Do we take to have somebody contract, even if it's not an intern, but take somebody for 6 months to work on this? So this is the point. I don't know about the other project you have to do. I don't know with who you are discussing about the time you can spend on each of the projects, but because now you are just telling us you have no time, you need to work on this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Currently, but...
Yeah, but I mean...
Up to December, I don't have time to work on it, but I plan already...
With IM2...
With IM2, I mentioned that I will have from January 2006, I will have time for that.
50% on IM2, that's it.
No, I will work fully on that, on this point, from January 2006.
It's 50% on IM2 IP1, okay, maybe, and 50% on that.
So let me pose the question very brutally. Do you think that to have a person does this with AdView. We can ask, we can try to ask, maybe have some person for 6 months so that your role is simply to help them twice.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was, I don't want to talk too much maybe, but with Sebastian, so this was maybe his concern. Bastien is busy with annotations, with all kind of things. Maybe we can, in the process, we can ask for someone more.
Maybe a good thing would be to make a plan to say,
well, that's what
we both set the deadline here, we are here, we split that part in different segments.
That's what I was trying to do, and before coming here, I just tried to make a...
But you still don't answer my question.
Well, let's say April 06, and we do our best with trying to keep you informed of the advancements. And if we see early that clearly
the... Let me pose again the question very clearly. If I go too early, I can try and say, we are in this situation currently, why don't we take one person 3 months, 6 months, 4 months, that direct advice by Olivier and...
And it should be someone with experience in C++, MFC.
Consider that it can be difficult, of course, to find the next sector.
Yeah, I mean,
do you think it's an option?
You have people that are aware of C. I suppose that it's UB, where I was in Le Mans in the UB.
Yeah.
I mean, there would be obviously some students that would be aware of and that would be able to handle this. I mean, we are working with software and both our software and hardware.
Do you think it's a reasonable option? Do you think it's something that can help you? Because that's just a matter of responsibility for you guys to move. But there is nothing bad if you say you have other things to do. Because we are all from the floor, this is something that is added on the top. If you don't have time, you don't have time, guys. This is, but please, just tell me. We will find the time, however, so April 06, you will have your system, or, no, we are not sure, we don't really know. It can happen that we don't. We don't know what we are going to find on the way. Maybe we think it takes 1 week and then it takes 1 month, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we will not able to be continuous, because one of the longest things is to work 1 week, then 1 month, no, etc. Something that breaks, and it's difficult, then. So that's the point. So, which doesn't mean you are excluded from the thing, in the sense that in any case, someone will ask, you have to advise the person, eventually. And it can't be him, it can't be me, it can be you that basically follow, advise, whatever. But at least the mass of the work will be done by someone else that can spend 100% of time on that. Now, it's not even guaranteed in the sense that I can ask this, I can say that, well, this is the situation and you are. Or eventually, someone can say, okay, now this become your priority, forget about everything else and go with that. I don't know. Or will tell you, okay, January 2006, but from January 2006 you do nothing else than this. You know, we can find the time, whether it is your time, whether it is the time of someone else. But I really would like to stop with this, because this has been for several months that you say we like, we want, and I'm sure I agree with you. But then it is always something that must be done outside the normal activity.
Yeah, I understand exactly.
Sorry,
I understand.
Otherwise, I mean, as you say, to do it in 2 years. So what do you think? You like that I try to solve this problem and try to say that there is a time problem and you don't have the time to do it?
Because, so Olivier says it's not before January on the side, so I'm not sure about your time.
Well, I would like to work on kind of part-time,
one day a week?
And one full day a week, and I would... Okay, maybe you won't like my answer, but I would say that we start, but we really have to start working with reading all the code from Darren, then this card with the code IPC card to try this. Then we try a little bit direct show to see to have an idea of how long that could be, and then at the moment we can say, okay, we need someone to help us.
But I think that would be good, but just to have a plan and to have some deadline in that plan. As soon as we are not in
there are several issues. I would say, like, if there would be a machine like this with the two cards separated, as I mentioned, I mean, if you record the view of the video, for instance, and the snapshot from the slides, to some extent there is some possibility of doing some automatic alignment without having a special, you know, thing. So this means that to some extent we could have a device which would not yet be fully synchronized and, I don't know, with, you know, very well done code in terms of sending signals and so on, but that might be sufficient because, I mean, it's synchronized up to, I don't know, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And you would say 5 seconds might seem a lot for audio and video, but maybe with respect to slides and the rest, is something that might be tolerable. So still, we would be able to start doing some recordings.
Excellent.
And maybe doing even the automatic alignment, or at least we would have an idea about, you know, what are the problems in terms of alignments. Because it's not like with microphone arrays where you need microsecond alignments, of course, or even maybe with mobile video where it may be 1 or 2 frames, I don't know. So this is really somehow, I mean, the issue. I mean, I'm sure that there are plenty of possibilities to do things. And the goal would be that indeed we could start doing some of the recordings of the time, so that indeed we would already, we would have something where we could start getting the data. Because after, I mean, even if it's there, we cannot put all the times in 1 week, right? I mean, so.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, this is one of the issues as well, which is to have it so that we can play and we can make a nice demo and so on with the full thing and something. So the other part is to have a system which, from which we can already record data and with some approximation. And I have the feeling, given the descriptions that you made, that to have such a system wouldn't require 6 months of work, because basically Darren Codes is there to some extent, and the IVC is something quite standard from which we could ask. I mean, then we could even pay maybe for some people from Fugo, I don't know, and to come here and to help us with installation on the computer and to get. So I have more the feeling that this is something that could be done almost in 1 month. Again, I'm not speaking about the synchronization. I mean,
so without direct show, you mean the front graphic signal and time alignment?
Yeah.
Yes. That would be done in common software that we have.
For instance, after a simple question, maybe are we sure that it can work on a single computer?
Yeah. Okay. And issues with respect. This one is about testing.
So this is
okay.
So it doesn't require. It's more testing. It does not require. So for this, if you put the two cards on the computer, you put the two, then you basically you say play on the both sides, and you look whether at the end you have a recorded signals, which is a time that it should be, and or whether, I mean, the fact that whenever, I mean, the slides is doing some processing, there is some burden, there is some frame drops.
So you could say, okay, let's for Christmas, let's try this.
So this is
without the all the synchronization with the actual issue. Okay. Oh yeah, you cannot. By doing one day a week, you know, just testing the cards.
It seems to be clear. Until January.
Until January, this is just to finish. I want to have the deadline end of December to finish all my project. I want to finish all this project and everything is finished.
Just
after that, I can move
because
to another one. But I don't want to.
So it can't work. Yes, exactly. It can't work until January.
So I
it's
try my
you.
Best
it's up to you.
Until January. And I try to do what Jean-Marc described, to give you a first feedback on the different cards. And from there, to
And then we make a decision in the sense whether you continue working or we try to find the time in a different way, or we try to eliminate your other priorities on your own.
I'm wondering whether still we could ask for to get an intern.
I don't know regarding HBS. I don't know if this is still in time, but you can have, you can ask for a student with diploma work.
Yeah, this is still even the non-diploma work.
I think that's a different problem. Probably it's really up to you guys whether you think it's good to have one person. Try to have it because I can't see.
I would say let's try to have one student to help us in that. That is very, well,
so
we have to choose one of the students. It's stupid, but the student should have knowledge about MFC.
Better more person than a bad person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that we have to stop talking, but the recording is finished. Voilà.
Moi, je veux juste dire un truc. Au point du développement, ça, c'est le point du temps qu'on a pour le développement.